Welcome to the Anthem Church Podcast. Our desire is to transform lives through authentic experiences with God and with people. This message is brought to you from Anthem Church in Fairview, Oregon. We pray you are encouraged, inspired, and strengthened through the teaching and preaching of God's Word.
Are you ready for the Word of God? Amen, amen. Let's open John 10. Today I'm going to preach about the door. The door to an abundant life. The door to an abundant life. How many of you wants to enjoy abundant life? I know it's a rhetorical question. Everyone wants that, right? Let's read it. John 10, let's start verse 7. So Jesus said to them again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door, the gate of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is what Jesus said. He said, first thought from this scripture, we can say that God wants to give us an abundant life. He says, there is a place that he calls abundant life. He says, it's absolutely different life. There is simple life, but there is a life that I can only give. And it's different kind of life. He says it's something like a different dimension, if you wish. Different dimension. And in that dimension, in that different spiritual life, in the spiritual place, or he calls that pasture, different place, everything produces good fruit. Everything blossoms. Everything becomes abundant and blessed. And he said it's a special territory. Where people step into that territory, they can enjoy that. If they never stepped into that, they never enjoyed it and have it. So that's why he says here, it's an absolutely different kind of life. We read about this in the Bible, but sometimes we say, "Lord, but my life is not the best. My life, it's a little different. I have a lot of losses. I have a lot of pain. I have a lot of stuff that's going on in my life. My real life or my reality of my life is a little different." And sometimes we as a people, what we do? We reduce the truth of God's word to the level of our reality. And we say, you know, it's Bible. We don't even know what he's talking about. But my real life, this is my real life. I have a lot of problems, pain, sickness, brokenness. And sometimes we reduce it. But today, I want all of us to think it on a different level. I don't want to reduce theology or my beliefs to the level of my reality. What I want to do, I want to change my reality to the level of God's promises, of God's life, of God's theology and beliefs that he has for me. I don't want us to step down, but I want to come up to his level because he said that there is a place. If I'm not experiencing that, it's not his problem. It's more like, where do you live? Where do you stand And if you would stand into the right place, you will experience whatever he says. So today, I wanna tell us a little bit about that dimension. It's like a room, like a dimension where we can receive the wisdom from God, which can guide us in life. The world cannot give the wisdom, but there is a supernatural wisdom. Holy Spirit can lead us. There is a peace that Bible says, which what? Surpasses our understanding. So this is the dimension that he is talking about. Peace, wisdom, Holy Spirit, blessing. And David, he knew about that. He founded the principle how to step into the pasture. He said, Jesus, God is my shepherd. And when I come into this pasture, I'm like a tree planted next to the river, and leaves will never wither, and whatever I do, I will prosper. Some people founded the place and learned how to enter into this. And today I believe God wants us to step into this new reality in Jesus' name. Amen. One thing is to know about this stuff, but another thing is to find the right door. And the second point is we need to find the right door. The right door. There is all kind of different doors in the world. Some doors will say, if you want to be happy, you need to do this, this, and this. Some say, if you want to be prosperous in business, you need to do this, this, and that, or that. Some, there is all kind of different doors. Some people say, if you want to be successful, you need to get popular, and people do whatever, some stupid stuff to become popular and famous. But probably you know some of those people. Most people who step into different or wrong door into these places, down the road, in the end of their life, they would say, there is no blessing in my wealth that I got. There is no happiness in that. Other people would say something, I'm popular, I'm really popular, I have a lot of followers, I have a lot of stuff, but deep inside I'm broken. And I don't really enjoy that. Why? Because there is only one door, the right door, to this true happiness, true life. And Jesus said, I am the door. And the door is not pastor, it's not leader, it's not even your boss. Sometimes we think, if I would just have a good relationship with my boss, boss can promote me and give me some, you know, promotions, and I'll be successful. But I want you to understand that your boss is not the door. Your school is not the door. Your education is not the door. There is only one door. There is only one door. And his name is Jesus Christ. There is no other door. If we would say, Lord, if I would just step into whatever door, in the end, we might, and most likely we will, feel disappointment, regret, and will not experience whatever we wanted at first place. Amen? So Jesus said in that scripture, and he was talking to people, said, do you remember Abraham? The blessing that I told Abraham, you're going to be blessed, I can increase you like stars, I can produce a whole nation from you. And God gave him a lot of different promises. You remember, right? And he said, you can enjoy the same promises that I gave to Abraham only if you step through me into that. Only in me you can enjoy everything. You can receive everything. All promises can be fulfilled when you step through me, in me. And if you would only understand that I'm the door to all blessings and promises that I promised to people in the Old Testament. So today, right now, I want to make it clear to all of us that the problems, the reality that we have in life, it's not what God intended us to live according to the scripture. He intended us to live different kind of reality, different kind of dimension. And he said, I'm the door, and you can experience that only if you understand this truth. And I gave it all and prepared everything for that. Amen? So the third thought that we can get from this scripture, that the secret to the abundant life, according to that scripture, is to learn how to come in and go out. Come in and go out. So this is the key thing, because some people say, yes, I know Jesus is the answer. I know that God promised me the life. Yeah, I do know, I believe that. But they never experienced the abundant life. And the reason, according to this scripture, Jesus said, because they need to learn how to come in and go out, and then you will be able to find pasture. So he is talking that I am the door, and you need to learn not just to know about the door. How beautiful is the door? Door is such a nice door. No, he says, it's just one level, just one kind of revelation. But the experience that you need to have through the door. So more like not to know about the door, but experience coming into the door and go out of the door. Then you will be able to find a pasture. If you would only say, yes, Jesus is the answer, but never experience, you will never have your answers met, your problems resolved, because you never experienced to coming in and going out. Amen? What we know that we have three different bodies. We have three different kind of, we call it bodies. Spiritual body, our soul, and our physical body, right? We have spirit, soul, and body, right? And according to the Bible, when we say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. What happened that moment? Jesus comes into my life and makes me new, right? He makes me as a son of God, amen? He makes me absolutely new creation. But we have also this soul body. And the key is not so much about the spirit body, because in your spirit, Jesus Christ fully manifested live inside of you. Amen? And you are completely perfect inside. Amen? I want you to understand that inside you're perfect. Inside you're perfect. You're blessed. You are wise. Inside you are like perfect, because Jesus himself lives in your spirit. You are perfect. And Jesus, God looks at you and sees perfect people, because Jesus Christ himself lives inside of you. Amen? And he said, I called you my children, my son, my daughter. This is who you are. This is your status. This is your new title. You are perfect inside. And I want you to understand this. I want you to think about this yourself, that you are perfect deep inside. You're beautiful, strong, courageous. You are full of peace, full of knowledge, full of understanding, full of everything, because Jesus himself dwells inside of you, and you are the temple of God himself. Is it a good news? Amen. But it's one thing, but absolutely different thing when you let the spiritual body be manifested through your soul, through your emotions, through your mind, and through your will. Why? Because we need to be able to bring the spiritual man, we need to bring into our soul, and let my soul to embrace this vision, embrace it, and let the reality that I live in be transformed by the truth, but not the truth be transformed by my reality. So we need truth transform my mind, my emotions, how I see life. I see life differently. Relationship, I see differently. My emotions, not led by whatever I feel, but by the truth that Bible says, and according to the spirit, man, that inside of me, I am not angry man anymore. I'm full of patience. I'm full of peace and wisdom. I know how to control myself. I know how to think about. I don't have any fear because in my spirit, there is no fear. There is no blameless. There is no dark part. And when I think about this, I let my spirit, my life, to become stronger. And the manifestation comes into my life. Amen? Some people say, you know, Pastor, my life is suck. So, and I don't know what to do. And the only answer I can say about this, have you ever founded the pasture? Have you ever founded it? It's not the problem with the pasture. It's not the problem with this dimension. The problem if you stepped into that. So it's not so much the problem is with that, but more like for me to learn how to step into the door. Amen? In Old Testament, it's the door or the gates of the city was not just the port of entry. It was not just the port of entry. Even though the door is the port of entry, right? We enter through that. It's like a portal, right? We step into different something. New city, new room, right? New dimension. But in Old Testament, it was not just the port of entry. It was the place to hang out. Many wise people in the morning, they wake up, they go to the gate. They would sit here, they would hang out here, they would make any decision here, they would talk, they would decide about whatever they want to do. So basically, this is the vision for my life and for your life. In the morning, when you wake up, you say, Lord, I know that you are in my spirit. But today, I'm coming into new reality with my mind, with my emotions, with my will. Lord, I'm submitting my will to your will. I'm forming a new reality. I'm thinking according to the Bible, not to my emotions, but according to the Bible, that I'm blessed and my family will be strong and I know how to live with God and for God. So you step in the morning into this reality and say, Lord, I bless this day in Jesus' name. And you come into your school, to your whatever work, and you enjoy the first part of it. During lunch, for example, you do the same again. You do the same again. Lord, thank you for this first part of the day. Bless this food. And I know that you are my God, and I'm blessed, and I'm full of abundance that I have in you in Jesus' name. And you step again. After lunch, you come back to your workplace, and everybody after the food, you know, sugar crash kind of, yeah, everybody, something like that. And you are full of energy. You're like, hallelujah, God is good, life is good, my work is good. Even though other people would think differently, but you are enjoying. They would say, what's going on with you? Did you eat a good lunch? You probably had a salad. You would say, yeah, I know the grass. I know the right grass. I know the pasture. I know how to find the right grass. Even if you live in Portland, you know the grass. And some people try to use different kind of grass, and it does not help. And everybody said, but I know the grass that can help. It's a Jesus Christ and the Word of God. If you would feed yourself, your physical body, your emotions, your mind, everything is going to be working properly. Why? Because this is how he did. He said, if you want these things to be in your life, this is what you need. Three things that you need to know or do to enter into this new reality. First, talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus as much as possible. Every day, many times of the day, read a verse, a chapter, just a little, one thought, just read it. Second, believe the Bible. Believe the Bible, not your reality, but Bible. You believe Bible, not your reality. You understand what I'm talking about? Because sometimes we believe our reality. But Bible says, do not, it's not your reality. Believe Bible, promises of God. I will make you blessed. I will make you the head, not the tail. This is who I want you to be. He says, I want you to be healed. I want you to be restored. I want you to be strong and courageous. And you believe this. Believe this with your mind, with your emotions. And we need to believe. We need to believe and align our thinking, not to our reality, but to the word of, to the truth of God. Amen? And the third, just submit your will. It's not about me, Jesus. It's about you. It's not about my life, but about you. Amen? It's about you, Jesus. And I want to fulfill my, not my will, but your will. Even Jesus himself, do you remember that moment? In the garden, he said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Amen? Every day, Lord, your will be done. Amen? Your will be done. In the end of the day, in the evening, you come home, before you come to home, you say, Lord, I'm coming into this, my door of my house, okay? Can you imagine your door, your house door? It's like a Jesus door, right? The door. When you step into, you bring something new, right? It would help you if you would think your door at your house is like a Jesus. When you come into, through that door, you come into Jesus. Then you will experience absolutely different. Your kids, your wife will see different something inside of you because you bring Jesus, atmosphere of heaven, abundant life and happiness to your home. And step by step, it's gonna grow and become different. Amen? For example, in the evening, before you go to bed, you just say, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this day. I just dedicate my night to you, and whatever I'm gonna see, I know that you can restore me. I want you to bless my mind, my soul, my strength, and you just release blessing with Jesus and in Jesus' name. Do you know what's gonna happen during the night? I know you're gonna sleep differently. Amen. Not even one pill will help you sleep to like this, amen? Because he can restore you. And in the morning, I know you will wake up differently. You will say, Lord, I'm full of energy, full of life. Because during the night, it's really important time for God and Holy Spirit to work in your life. Amen? Listen to me, it's really important time, because during that time devil is trying to destroy you too. The bad news is from this scripture is that you have an enemy, right? Jesus said he comes to what? To steal and kill and destroy. He wants to destroy my life. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to destroy your lives. He wants. But Jesus said, don't worry about this. I'm the door. If you learn how to work with me and abide in me and just hang out around me, he will not do any bad to you, to your life, to your family, to everything. Because I'm gonna protect you. I'm gonna protect you. Because when you step into this new dimension, if devil will try to come to kill and steal you, something from you, from this side. Do you remember the gates of hell? The gates of hell will try to stand on to your gates. You're gonna be on that side. You're gonna be that side, and maybe devil will try with all his power to do something, right? To do something. Do you know what Jesus would do? Because he's the door. He would just do like, ding. in the doors of hell. Hell will not prevail you. Amen? Because He is the door. And He said, I know how it works. If you would be in me, don't worry about that. Nothing will hurt you, even when you sleep. Talking about sleep. I'm not sure about you, but sometimes me and my wife, during the night, we can see all kind of different dreams. And some of those dreams I can experience, like I wake up in the morning, I was like, oh my goodness, a lot of stress and a lot of hurts. I would wake up in kind of fear and maybe confused, maybe because in the end of the day, I did not step into the door properly. You know what I'm talking about, right? So yeah, I wake up and all those fears and kind of stuff, and I would, for next couple hours, I would become kind of overwhelmed with, just because of the dream. And just 2 weeks ago, coming from Atlanta, I did all my stuff during the flight, and I had about 1 hour left, and I was, should I just watch a movie? You know, everybody watching a movie, and I was like, yeah, why not? Scrolling through different movies, and this is the movie that I saw, and I decided to watch the Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio. You know the movie. Anybody watch the movie? Just a few of you. Okay, that's good. Christian people, that's good. So now I know that you're gonna watch that. But what I saw there, the whole idea of this movie was that Leonardo, he was hired by company to go into the dream of one billionaire's son and to plant an idea during the dream. And they discover how to go in a dream of the dream of the dream. But the whole idea is to plant a seed, a plant an idea to destroy relationship between father and a son. He said, and the idea was try to build a mistrust between father and the son. And they were trying to plant this, father does not love you anymore. He does not trust you. Your father does not trust you anymore. That's why he doesn't want you to give his business to you. And because he doesn't like you anymore. Because he doesn't trust you anymore. But what you need to do, you're better than your father. This is the idea that they were trying to plant. You're better than your father. You can do even more. And you don't care about him. So just do whatever you want to do. And you're going to be even more successful. This is the idea that Leonardo was hired to plant to this guy's mind, subconscious mind, soul, subconscious mind, just plant. And they say, if the idea would be planted, you don't need to do anything else. Because it's going to start self-destruction mechanism. That's it. So what I'm trying to say, there is an enemy. He wants to plant all kind of ideas into my life, my subconscious mind. But I know there is the blood of Jesus which can protect you, protect me. And He wants you to be blessed. And I know when you are stepping into Jesus every day, the blood of Jesus will be over your mind, protecting you over your soul, emotions, and everything will be kind of covered. And the gates of hell will not prevail you. And Peter, he learned this principle. He learned this principle. Do you remember the moment when Jesus said, Peter, I'm going to give you the key to this door, to the kingdom, to this new dimension. I'm going to give you the key. And whatever you're going to open and who you're going to open for. So the key is the knowledge, the understanding, the revelation. not just about Jesus, but about how to enter into new dimension. Because I see a lot of people know about Jesus, but not very many people experience the new life, the abundant life. Why? Because they never stepped and know how to learn and how to live around Jesus every single day of their life. Amen? It's absolutely different experiences. One experience when you let Jesus inside of you, and that can happen in a minute. But absolutely different experience. And it's not 1 minute experience. It's a lifetime experience. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. Every day, many times a day, many times a day, Jesus, you are my Father, you are my Savior, you protect me, you bless me, I am yours, I'm your son, I'm your daughter, I'm not a slave. Even Bible says when the heir has huge inheritance, he is the same as a slave, Bible says, because he is young. Doesn't know, he is a child, he's small, but when he would become mature, he'll be granted the inheritance, he'll be able to enjoy inheritance, he'll be able to have that fullness when he will grow. This is the process. I'm growing as a child. I am a child of God. Maybe I'm small, maybe I don't have it yet, fullness in business, in health, in family, but I know God wants me to have that. And every day, if you would continue in 1 year, 1 year, not 1 minute, 1 year, you'll say, my life is different. My life is different. And I saw so many lives like this in our family, in our church. When I do remember, families came to us and said, we're broken, we don't know what to do. And I said, guys, let's do first step, then we will learn how to do the second step. They did it first step, took 1 minute. Then they start doing that second step. In 1 year, their marriage strong, their family, they build a new family, they have a babies, they have everything. Fully restored life, family, blessed, healed. Why? Because they experienced new dimension in Jesus Christ. Amen? So what I'm trying to say today is that we need to get the revelation about the gate, the door, and learn how to step into the door. And Peter, he knew with his spirit, soul, and body, what does it mean when Jesus said, I am the door? Because he got the keys, he was in a Jesus, and when even a difficult time came to his life, into Peter's life, he was in prison. Do you remember that moment? He was in prison and everybody said, look at you, your life, why you're here, you are a Christian. And he's like, guys, relax, I know the door. I know that door, and I have a key. I know my God can open any doors. I know that my God will do all kind of stuff in my life. And do you remember what happened when he was in prison? He was enjoying life with God. At some moment, angel came and said, hey, wake up, man. Let's take a walk. They were walking, and in front of them, the gates, iron gates. And suddenly, the gates were opened itself. Why? Because he knew, he learned how to cooperate with that door. And that's why every door in front of him was opened. Why? Because he learned. It was not easy process, but he learned with his failures, with his forgiveness, but he learned how to live that life around the door. And every door open in front of him. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we come to any store like Fred Meyer or Walmart, and there is automatic doors, right? And you come and you say, hey, why the door is not opening? supposed to open. Why it's not opening? And the only one reason why, you need to get what? Closer. Say it, closer. Closer. When you would just come closer to the door, suddenly all other doors, it's gonna open. Jesus, why this business is not working for me? Why this door is not opening? Why? Chill out, relax. Just come closer. Come closer to Jesus. And you'll see all kind of doors. Whatever doors you need, it's gonna be opened. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We are located at 1415 Northeast 223rd Avenue in Fairview, Oregon. You can find us online at www.anthemfamily.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at My Anthem Family. God bless.